Ravasi, Tosfos de Masl, Ravasi Omar. Kigon Shatsirev Yado Lamata Megimo Bekibla Uke de Rava. Damarava Yad Shalat Mechashivu Karbo Arba. Piris Bekuntis. Dikoi Amai de Parach Le'il. Isser Geneva Leika. Ravasi is going on the Kasha, the Gemara asked, where did you take it? Where did you take the purse? If you took it into Rishis HaRabim, I have a Chiyuv Shabbos, but I don't have a Chiyuv Gneiva. If you took it to another Rishis HaYachid, I have a Chiyuv for Gneiva, that's Meshicha to your Rishis, but I don't have a Chiyuv Shabbos. Comes Rav Ashi and he says, I have a way that you did a Chiyuv Shabbos, and there's an Issa Gneiva as well. Vahashta Mishani, the Ikanami Issa Gneiva, Kidarav. In other words, where did you take this purse? You dragged it into Rishus HaRabim, but where? You did it into your other hand. Sirif Yodo Lamata Migimo Vikibla, so you drew it with one hand into the other hand. And Kidar Rava. And what did Rava say? Rava said in Hilchas Shabbos, Yad has a din of a makam chashuv like Dalit al Dalit. And so too over here, we're using Rava to explain why you have a Kinyan Geneva. And we were Mayrach yesterday very much to explain Rashi, but of course the obvious questions are going to be stated here by Tosfos. Vekasha Lari. Fektosfos, three questions on Rashi. Again, what do we have according to Rashi? We have an Ukimta Bravashi. We have a case in the Braisa that a person steals a purse, and there's a way that you can have the Chiyuv Geneva and the Chiyuv Shabbos come simultaneously, and you'll have Dina Kamadrabine that the Chiyuv Shabbos will pata the Geneva. What would be that case? Rather than picking up the purse in the Rishus HaBailin, what did you do? You dragged it from the Rishus HaBailin outside and into Rishus HaRabin, and that's where you have the Chiyuv Geneva, Chiyuv Shabbos Bevas Achas. So we had one Ukimta before. The case was like Rav Elazar's Shita, Sidi Rishus HaRabim, as Din Rishus HaRabim, but as far as Kenyan, it still could be Kona for you. Now we have Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that you took it with one hand and you diverted it into the other hand, and your hand was very close to the ground, Lamata Megimel, and you received it with the other hand, and that would be therefore a Chiyuv Shabbos and Chiyuv Gneiva coming together. And what's the Kiddur Rava? As we see by Rava that Yada Shaladim Chashuva Kedavid Adam Gabi Hochas Shabbos, Gabi Hanachav Shabbos. The Kasha Lari, question number one. Chada, the Ma'inyan Chashivas Mokam Dala, the Linin Shabbos Likinyan. What's the connection between what Rava was discussing in Hochas Shabbos, that Yada Shaladim has a Chashivas of Mokam Dalid, to the notion of Kinyan? You want to prove that there's a notion of Kinyan Yad, or Kinyan Hagbah, whatever you want to say it is over here. Where does Rava come into that? What is Rava's halacha of Yadav Shaladim having the din of Makam Chashav, of Makam Dala that you need for Hilchas Akir V'Hanachav Shabbos? What bearing does that have on the discussion over here? Do you have a Kinyan Yad? Do you not have a Kinyan Yad? How does Rava allow us to understand that you have a Kinyan over here? Question number one. What's the Kiddur Rava? What is it doing for us? Rav is a whole different context. It has to do with the notion of Dalet al Dalet for Shabbos, for Hotzah's Shabbos. Question number two, va'od. The Ein Tzarech Shum Raya Lahavi, the Kanye Le Yado. Who needs a Raya from Rav? Who needs any kind of a Raya? You don't need a proof that Yado is Kona. The Pshita, obviously Yad is Kona. How do I know? V'nasan b'yada am Rachmana. The Torah writes, V'nasan b'yada baget. So obviously, Yad is Kona. Kid Aprishis, Le'el, like I explained before. What does it mean, Kid Aprishis, Le'el? Where's Le'el?
Iba Yigach
and Amid Aleph. Tosus and Amid Aleph. That was Tosus Hasagan Rashi. Rashi explained, what does the Gemara mean there to differentiate Rav Chizda's case of Goniv Chelbo Shechaveo V'achlo, that we don't say over there, Hagba, Tzorech Otsa. Why is it different than the case of Tzorech Chetz, the Karashiran Balichaso, that we say Akira Tzorech Hanacha? So the Gemara differentiates in the first way. The first lashon is that over here Iyefshel Hanacha below Akira, but in the case over there of Rav Chizda, it's Efshel Achila below Hagba. Why the Ibay Gachin? Because he can bend down the Achil. Rashi explains Ibay Gachin Where? Lamata migimel. Rashi l'shitasa, you need gimel tefachim for hagbah. So therefore, you don't need a hagbah. You could still have achila without hagbah. Fectosis, that might be true, but you can't, seemingly you can't have an achila without a what? Without a kinyan. So what have you gained? You have to have a kinyan in order to have the achilas chelef. So still it should be a tzorach. The kinyan is a tzorach of the achila. What kinyan? Tosa says kinyan yad. Kinyan yad is the same thing, kinyan yad, kinyan peh. You have to eat it. So there's a kinyan, there's always going to be a kinyan built in. And Tosis brings the pasuk, v'nasim v'yad al ma'achmana, and he brings also the case in Gittin that a woman could be kona al yedei kalsa, even if it's dragging. Or even if it's not on the ground. In other words, basically, it's not a chaser. What is it? It's herself. So you see, there's a kinyan yad, v'nasim v'yad. That's question number two. So you don't need a rai. What is Rabbi doing to help us? How does his halacha, his statement of Shabbos, help us? And b'chal, who needs a rai? Could the priest say, oh, v'nasan b'yada? And the third question, v'od, da'amai lo muki, afiu k'shetziv yada l'mala migimel. Why does Gemara not explain, why does Rav Ashi not explain the case could be that you put your hand not lamata migimel, but lamala migimel. You received it in one hand, lamala migimel, but exactly how do you do it? Kigon she'askupa gevoa gimel. The threshold of the Rishus HaYachid is more elevated than the Rishus HaRadim. The Reka HaGbah Rishus HaYachid. What does Tosis mean? The elevation of Rishus HaYachid is three tefachim above that of Rishus HaRab, and that's lower. So now, when you took it out of the Rishus HaYachid with one hand into the other hand, so now it's in that other hand, which is in Rishus HaRabim, but at what height? Above three tefachim. And what would you have now with Rava? Bahavi Maisi Midarava. A kinyan ve'ashabbos, and now you can use Rava for two things, for kinyan and Shabbos. Now, understand when Tosu says a kinyan, he doesn't mean that he l'shitas so of Tosus. Tosus got finished asking question number two, that there's no need to bring Rava for kinyan. I know that there's a kinyan v'nasa v'yada. What Tosus means to ask is even granting Rashi l'shitascha Rashi that. Rava, some, and we don't understand Bachaha Rava would help, but whatever that is, Rava is being used as a limud for kinyan. So why do you have to limit the case to that of lemata migimel tefachim, and then using Rava only for kinyan? Why not discuss a case of tzir v'yado lemala migimel? How so exactly? Seemingly, if it's lemala migimel, then you're going to have a kinyan first. The answer is no. The askupa of the Rishus HaYachid so is higher than Rishus HaRabim. So as soon as you took it out of Rishus HaYachid, so bevasachas, what do you have? You have the Shabbos, the Chiyuv Shabbos, and you have the kinyan, and you have Rava explaining both. Why would Rava explain both? He explains Shabbos. Because after all, what's the hanacha in the makom dalet? The answer is yada shaladim chashuba k'makom dalet. So I have hanacha for Shabbos, and what else do I have Rava for? Rava for kinyan. Why do you have to use Rava only for kinyan? Use Rava for both. But just let's explain something here in terms of the third kasha. What does Tosis mean when he's asking on Rashi the third question? That you have Rava for kinyan, meaning Rashi l'shitascha, you have Rava to help for kinyan. Which kinyan did Tosa think you need Rava for? Yesterday we were discussing, we have to know what the pshat in Rashi is, and how does Rava exactly help us to explain kinyan over here. But what kinyan are we discussing? There are really two possibilities. Either what's the kinyan? Kinyan, really three maybe, okay, but within Rashi we have two possibilities. Kinyan Yad or Kinyan Hagbah. is the kinyan a kinyan of Yad? Rashi also acknowledges that there's a kinyan Yad, and you need Rava to teach that to us, or does it mean kinyan hagba? So we had two drachim. We had the Pnei Yeshua, who seems to be learning out there kinyan Yad. We had the Rashba that I think certainly could lend itself to explaining it as kinyan hagba, although he doesn't say namish black and white, but I think it certainly works for hagba too. It may also be for Yad to get rid of the problem of love, but so now you have the kinyan of hagba. Now, when Tosis is asking the Kasha and Rashi, that when if you have this case, you can construct a case that the askupa of the Rishis HaYachid is above that of Rishis HaRavid. And now you can use Ravan for both Shabbos and for kinyan. What did Tosis mean? Which kinyan? I think you're correct. He has to mean kinyan Yad. Why? Because the kinyan Agba, seemingly, here the case isn't above Gimel. Now, you'll ask me another question in a second. Let's go slow. In other words, you don't need Rava for kinyan Agba when you have it above Gimel. When would you need Rava for kinyan Agba? If you have it, the Tochiado, where? At Lavud. So normally Hagba doesn't work if it's within three Tvachim. But the answer is, if it's B'toch Yado, then such Agba, B'toch Yado, would work even within three Tzvachim. That's what Rashi would be saying according to one reading of Rashi. So then it would come out that Rava would be needed for a case of something within your Yad, Toch Gimel, that it works within Agba. But what Tosis is asking Akasha, that let's construct a case that Rava could be used for Shabbos and for Kinyan. What's the case? It's an askupa of Rishis HaYachid, and it's now above three tfachim of the Rishis HaRabim. You take it out of Rishis HaYachid, you're already above three tfachim of Rishis HaRabim. And Tosis says, what would you use Rava for? For Shabbos and for Kinyan. If it's for Kinyan, and it means Kinyan Hagba, you don't need Rava. Even the Shitas Rashi, you don't need Rava. For Tosis, you don't need Rava for anything. Tosis says, "V'nasin biyadam rachman." That's obviously Tosis. Anyway, feels that you don't need Rava for any kind of kinyan here. It's b'toch yadam. But Tosis is asking the third question. L'shitas Rashi. Rashi, for whatever reason, you're using Rava to teach us something about the kinyan here. That you don't know that there's a kinyan without Rava. So why does Ravashi need to come up with a case that was l'mata migimel, and then using Rava only for kinyan? Let Ravashi construct a case that it's talking that the skufa is above Rishis HaRabim by three tvachim. You take it out of Rishis HaYachid, you're above three, and then you'll be able to use Rava not just only for kinyan, for Shabbos and for kinyan. But now, which kinyan did Tosis have in mind within Rashi that using Rava for? It has to be kinyan yet, because kinyan Agba is it's already three. No, so then ask me obviously a simple question. No. Somebody asked me a simple question.
So do you have Kinyan Agba?
Ah! So then what's going on? Then you have Kinyan Agba. So what do you need to use Rava for Kinyan Yad if you have Agba? So what are we missing here? And what am I showing you? I'm showing that Tosis meant to ask that we should use Rava the same way using Rava for Kinyan Yad Lamata Migimel. So use Rava for Kinyan Yad and for Shabbos Lamala Migimel. Yeah, but if your case you're giving of Malam Migimel, you have Agba. So we don't need Rava for Kinyan Yad. I have Agba.
No, Shabbos, but.
Yes, you do, because you need Hanacha Gabi Makam Da'al Adalit. So that's why you need Rava for Shabbos. You don't need Rava for Shabbos Lamata Migimel. That's why the only thing Rava is helping us for, according to Shitas Rashi, in the case of Ravashi, the only thing Rava is helping us for is Kinyan. As far as Shabbos is concerned, I have the Lavud. So I have the Da'al Adalit in the ground. So Tosis is asking question number three, why not talk about a case that it would be that as soon as you took it from Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaRabim, you're already above Gimel, and now you need Rava for Shabbos as well as for Kinyan. Meaning, you, Rashi, are using Rava for Kinyan, why use it only for Kinyan? Why not have a case where you can use Rava for Shabbos and for Kinyan? What I'm asking, fellas, is what's the pshat for Kinyan? What Kinyan? We had two ways to learn Rashi yesterday, Kinyan Agba or Kinyan Yad. But Kinyan Agba would mean, even though it's Lamata Migimel, Tosis is discussing the case of Lamala Migimel, when it's Rishis HaRabim, it's above three. So what do you? So can mean that you need it for Agba. In this case, you don't need it for Agba. So Tosis must have understood Rashi that you need it. You need the Rava to teach me that there's a Kinyan Yad, and apparently I wouldn't know it. Rashi feels without Rava. But the question then becomes: But if you have Hagbah, then who needs Kinyan Yad? So you're going to have to figure out some answer. The Maram Shif says already that you don't really have Hagbah here. Why not? What? You didn't lift it. You didn't lift it. You know, it is physically off the ground, Gimel. But what did you do? Horizontally, laterally, right? You took it out of Rishus Yachid into the other hand, into it, which is now in Rishus Rabim, above Gimel. Is that Hagbah? It's above three. It's in your hand at a station above three Tvachim. But is it Hagbah? Says the Maram Shif, no, it's not Hagbah. Because you aren't Magbiyat. Even if Hagbah, even if it's right now positioned above three Tvachim, through your actions, but you were not Magbiyat. Apparently, that's what you have to say. So therefore, you don't have the Kinyan Hagbah, but you have a Kinyan Yad, and Rava would be telling the Kinyan Yad plus Kinyan plus Shabbos. What's bothering
you? How is the Grira? You're saying it's in the hand.
Because Mishus HaYachid's floor is at a height which is three tefachim above Mishus HaRabim. Now you have your one hand that you drag it with into the other hand. The other hand is in Mishus HaRabim. Where you are is another shayla. Rabbeinu Tamu says you're in Rishus HaYachid. For we know we can be Rishus HaRabim. You can be Rishus HaRabim. You're on the other side. You're on the Rishus HaRabim side. Both hands are Rishus HaRabim side. One hand goes into Rishus HaYachid, drags it out from the ground level of Rishus HaYachid into the other hand, which is now where? Three tefachim above the ground of Rishus HaRabim. Now I have Rava to teach me two things. Shabbos, that is called a hanacha on Malkum Dalit, and Kenyan. Which Kenyan? Obviously, Kenyan Yad, to the extent that you have the Kenyan Agbar would exist, you don't need Rava for Kenyan Agbar or Malum Gimel. The answer is, it's not called Kenyan Agbar. You didn't actually lift it. But what is it? It's a Kenyan Yad. And Rava will teach me Kenyan Yad together with Shabbos. We'll use Rava for both, to justify both for Yuvin. What's missing? What's wrong? Articulate it. What's wrong?
I don't understand what the Havmin for the you ever think there'd be Hagbah in this case.
Okay, so that's partial to the membership says. Okay, I'm just spelling it out. I think he's he just makes it clear.
What did the Rashba say?
He writes. I'm just reading for a second. Read a lot. Lush the membership. Vavimaisi mi the Rava a Kinyan v'Hashabbos. So first of all, he points out the first thing that we said. Vada da Kinyan ain't Sarach Raya. Oh, seemingly, Kimishik Biagimel. Ella Rasulomar. I feel if he's first Rashi, she may be Raya Kinyan. Though he's asking him in the question, do you have Hagbah too? He says, no, but if Shalomar do a Mikri Hagbah, Ella M. Kenig Biala Avim in her Oretz. He says it a little different than what I just said, I think, now that I'm reading it. He says, it has to, Hagbah is only when I lift it into the Avir from the Oretz. That's how he's putting it. Here, it's in the Avir, Mikolchi, but not from the Oretz of Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it got lifted to Rishus HaRabim above Gimel, from where? From a ground level of Rishus HaYachid. But not from the ground level of that Rishus, that it's three Tfachim above its ground. I think it's a little different the way I put it. I said, just stop, you didn't lift it. I mean, I'm right, but he's saying it more precisely. The pshat is that it's not Hagbah because it's not Mugba Gimut Fachim from the ground. It did not get lifted from the ground. It got lifted from some other ground. And now it happens to be Gimut Fachim from the ground. So, you know, if I could blink my eyes and make something suddenly, exist and hide a three tefachim from the ground, but it didn't get lifted from that ground. It just, it came into being and then it suddenly, and now it's about three tefachim above the ground at the same time. Whatever, I don't know the case, but basically that's not Hagbah. Hagbah means it has to rise from the ground, gimut tefachim. It could be rising mikolchi, it could be in my hand, it could be I hit something and it goes up three tefachim, I get the thing to jump up three tefachim one way or another, but it jumped up three tefachim from the ground. Whereas over here, it would be called Agbah. That's how he says it. So what would be the kinyan? The kinyan is yad. And it would be a raya, but the kashis, the thrust of the kashis, but the rava would be contributing here the relevance of that there's makom, it has a makom called makom chashuv, not just ugabi kinyan like Rashi's saying, but ugabi shabbos as well. Yeah.
Ugabi case, but didn't we have a case where we said that like something was on a table and you moved it like sideways, and that'd be considered an hagbah?
You have to remind me. Now we have to reconsider that, if that's the case. I don't know. We said such a thing.
Then that's how we learned that there was both kinyanim and both at the same time.
The case of the stick.
Yeah,
the case of the stick by Gaf and Valchil. We said the lead towards the end of the day, we said that you
the
hit.
The case of the stick, we bent down.
From being a tam.
What?
Kasher being a tam.
Yeah. So go ahead.
No, he said that's a case where we said that it would consider how above, even though maybe you're pushing it off like diagonally or horizontally.
I hear you. So then what do you do with that case? Chari didn't rise from the ground.
Even though it's above three tefachim, let's say, but it's not from where you took it off.
So what happened? As soon as you took... Oh, I understand. Yeah. That's the Kibbutz Tosafot. The Tosafot had earlier. That he wanted a limp shot in the Gemara's Kasha, that, right? The Rash was Teretz in the earlier Tosafot, right? No? Demat b'chol in yigonim kis afil munach agavi makel shu gavo shlosha she called kinyan bar kinyan v'akir b'vas achas. So you're asking, in that case you didn't raise it from no according to the time you have to raise it only one tefach. What's the problem here? You did raise it. I mean, the Tosafot Rush, for example, would you be asking the Tosafot Rush had a different case? It's two tefachim from the ground. You raised it a tefach. So that's better. You're asking am I right? The Tosafot says... No. Remind me. I mean, everyone remember this? The Tosafot says, Neima Agbar Tzara Chutzah, the end. You're going to have to chazer this anyway, sooner or later. So you can take a look now, too. It's not such a big deal. Not till I get there, right? I can't look at it. Yeah. Tosas asks, if Agbar is cornered by a tefach, let's say less than three tefachim, so what's the kasha Agbar Tzarechotza in the first case of the Braisa? When you do Magbia, you were kona first. And then that preceded, so that preceded anything. That Kira was only later. Because that Kira has to be three tefachim from the ground. And your kinyan was at the point of a tefach. That was the kasha. Okay, so we asked, it should be a Kira. It should also be tzarech otza, but it's before the actual Kira. Kira is only when it gets to three. The Rashba says, it's mashba to the Gemara, the case would be, even if it's agabi makel, which is three tefachim from the ground, so now the kinyan and the Akira came together. So the Akira is, as soon as it gets lifted, so that's simple. The Akira doesn't have to be off the ground. You took it from a place and it's already above three. So that's called an Akira right away. You're asking what's the Hagbah? You don't need three tefachim, you just need a tefach. Or maybe you don't even need a tefach. Tosafot says a tefach. It doesn't even say a tefach, but Tosafot Rush says a tefach. Hagbah kon pachas mishlosh tefachim. So the point is, whatever you need, you did that. You could still say like the Rush, al derech the Rush. In other words, no, according to the Rush, it would be easier because you brought it up to the third tefach, and that's the Akira of Shabbos as well. You're saying according to Tosafot, it sounds like you just take it off. You take it. That's how we said it then. Yeah, you're right. You take it off, and then it's an Akira of Shabbos, and it's Agbah because it's above the ground.
Because if you lifted a tefach, they wouldn't come at the same time.
Yeah, if you lifted a tefach, then the Akira of Shabbos came.
comes first because you don't need.
No, so that's good. So that's good. Yeah. Then no, that also works because Hakbar Tzor Chutzah. Then the Gemara's Kasha makes sense. So you don't that actually makes sense. As soon as you take it, there's already a Kiyum of Shabbos. So you don't really have to. You could assume that you have to lift it up, a Tefach. Because as long as the Akir of Shabbos precedes the Kinyan, that's Akir of Tzor HaChutzah. So then it could be that the Ramshav is correct even here too. In other words, you don't. As long as the Tosa's problem was that the Akir of Shabbos didn't come till after the Kinyan. Here it's not true. Here the Kinyan, the Shabbos is going to come first. So it could be whatever amount you have to raise it, you have to raise it from that point. So it's from the Makel, you have to lift it a Tefach. It could be that was two tefachim, and then you made a tefach. It's mamish bevasachas, like the Tosef Rashi says, or it could be a three. But then the fact remains that you brought it up a tefach, but the akir of Shabbos began right away, and then you have your kinyan. It's also good. But point being, if you do it just laterally, horizontally, without actually causing it to rise, even if it's physically positioned at a particular height that qualifies for Agbah, could be that wouldn't be good enough for Hagbah. That's what it would seem. So it's not really a kasha from the case of Tosis. But it could be we weren't omit on this at the point at the time, but that's what it come out. Yeah?
The lashon of Tosis is that they're buying the Rabas Amos.
That's the lashon of Tosis. Yeah, that's correct. So how do you explain that? So either either it's against what we're saying now, or you don't even need a tefach. You just need a mashu. Tosis didn't say how much you need. Others say you need a tefach. There are shittas about how much you need. Pashtas, you need a tefach. Most Rishon Yitzchak say, now like Rashi, you seem to need a tefach, based on other Gemaras. Tos didn't actually say a tefach over here.
According to the Rashba, yes, below three, where is the Hagbah exactly? Is it
what?
The fact the Hagbah, below three, the king is saying the king is Hagbah. Where exactly is it coming in? Is it the sweeping action into the hand, or is it the fact it's in the hand that's like a Hagbah?
No, it has to be. I mean, it could be what you're saying. It is the same time, really. Right? So the sleeping, the second it comes into the off of Rishus Hayachid, it's in your hand. That your hand is mamish by the edge. Tzirif Yad means Tzirif Yad. Is someone asked me yesterday, what does Tzirif mean? The Lashon Ram Shif is asking that also. What's Tzirif? Tzirif always means what? What's the word Tzirif?
Combined.
What?
Combined.
Tziruf. Someone said something else?
Connecting,
yeah. So it means that something is adjacent to something else. Your hand is adjacent to something. Sirev yado. So you have to know exactly what is it near. So possibly, in this case, it's next to the Askupa. It's next to the edge of the Rishus HaYachid. So the point is, as soon as it leaves the Rishus HaYachid, it's going into your hand. So the Chil Shabbos is happening at the same time as the Kinyan. So it's going to be the same thing. As soon as it loses Rishus HaYachid, it's in your hand. So that's it. It's the same thing. So now, whatever kinyan you want to call it, it's happening at the point that it's the instant it loses Rishus HaYachid, it's in your hand now. Call it Hagbah, call it Yad. But that's the Bevasachas, according to Ravash. That's the Bevasachas. Again, Tosis wants it to be Lamalo Migimel, and then we use Rav for Kinyan and for Shabbos, because you need Rav for Shabbos, the Malami Gimel, because it's not Dalet al Dalet, but you have Yodah. What we're trying to figure out is what's the Kinyan. So, presumably, Tosis means Kinyan Yad. And that's how Rav Tosis understood Rashi, that Rav is coming to explain that you have Kinyan Yad. Whatever the Mahal we gave yesterday, possibly. I found afterwards, Rav Chaim, at the very end of the piece, we may not get to it, also assumes that that's Rashi's Kinyan Yad, not Hagbah, because according to Rashi, it's not Gimel Tefachim from the ground, it couldn't be Hagbah. So he says, Rashi, it's Kinyan Yad. It's a small piece in Rav Chaim, it's Geneva. He assumes at the end of the piece, Rashi owns Kinyan, it's Kinyan Yad. But the problem is, but what about Kinyan Hagbah? What about Kinyan Hagbah? So the stomach of Pshat is what Rav Shif says. It's not a Kinyan Hagbah because you didn't actually raise it from the ground. Even though through your actions it finds itself above the ground. It's interesting, Shaila, to be, to think about for Kinyan Hagbah. In other words, maybe the other Shitas on this. If it's a Hechatimsa, that I cause something to be, and the stomach, it's discussed. If I cause something to be in a position of Lamal Migimel from the ground, but it didn't get raised from the ground. I wasn't magbia it from the ground, but I was responsible for it being in a position of Umal Migimel. Is it or isn't it Kinyan Akba? Seemingly, this Tosis and Merv Shif, they're saying that it's not going to count as Kinyan Akba. And again, you have to revisit the Tosis and the Midah. Okay.
So Rashi has to argue about, he calls it Akba, right?
Yes, again, I think there's an Eitzah there, because even though the Lashon Hagbah, the Rashba Namar Aleph,
case, he learned Midas Rashi Rabbi Hagbah. The same case, Migar Rabbi Yossi, he calls it Hagbah, Kinyan Hagbah.
No, because if he takes care of the love, you mean according to the Rashba,
you didn't pick it up anyway.
He didn't lift it up.
So he has to argue on that point.
Mm-hmm. I hear the point. You didn't raise it. What about how could it be Agba in any situation? And even Umatami Gimel, how could you learn Rashi as Agba? You didn't raise it from the ground. Maybe you did raise it a little bit. What
was that? What he's in the Chiddush of Rav is
that you can have it. But the Rav was issue of Lavad. He's asking, forget about the Lavad problem. What about the fundamental issue of Agba? Defining
Rashba
it. The way we're saying now, based on Ram Shif, so why is it Agba Umatami Gimel if you didn't actually raise it? If you just brought it into your hand. Maybe there was some way you raised it as well, but it has to be basachas.
Are you arguing at that point?
It could be. I don't know. It could be. It's not clear. Not clear to me. I hear. In any event, this is in terms of the third kasha. No, Lamaisa, to answer for Rashi, we already discussed yesterday at length. So there really are three questions, right? The first question is, what does Rava do for us here? Rava is not discussing anything having to do with Kenya. He's discussing Hanacha of Dalet al Dalet of Shabbos. Number two, what do you need a Raya at all? We know Vinasa Biyad, we know Yad is a Kenyan. And number three, why not discuss a case that Rava could be explaining both Kenyan as well as Shabbos? So, one by one. The basic approaches that we gave for Rashi. Why... Let's say take the second question first. So, who needs a riot to Kinyan Yad? The Nasan Biyad. So the truth is, maybe Rashi doesn't know about Kinyan Yad. That was how the Ksos we saw last time in Amid Aleph learns in Rashi. There's no such Kinyan called Kinyan Yad. So what about the Nasan Biyad? It says the Nasan Biyad Baget. So the answer is, so the truth is, you know, you have to know what's the Kenyan by get. Let's assume it's a Kenyan Yad. So first of all, who says it's a Kenyan? Maybe get is just a halacha that you have to give it to her and she has to receive it. There's a Ksos in Siman Reish that assumes that maybe by get it's not a halacha of Kenyan at all. It's just a din of biyada, not a din of Kenyan. She's kona to get. So maybe bachal is no connection. Or there are other indications that get does require a Kenyan and she's kona to get. So then you could argue that what? Remembers? The Kenyan of get can be a lower level standard than that of other things. In other words, we find mashmos in the Gemara that get, for example, works bal karcha. Meikra din, the balkim garasher, give it to get bal karcha, she's kona. By normal Kenyan, you need das kona. So you see that the standards of Kenyan and by get are lower than that of regular situations of Kenyan. So that shows you it could possibly show you don't need Kenyan at all, or if you hold it's a Kenyan, but the Kenyan can happen in an easier manner. So therefore, even though it's a Kenyan baget, you can't learn from that to anywhere else. Okay, that could take care of the question from Ed. So what is Rava coming to tell us? So first of all, according to Yeshua, Rava is telling there is a Kenyan of Get. Meaning, I wouldn't know it from Get, but I have it anyway. There is a, Rashi does agree there's a Kenyan Yad. So why do you need a Raya that there's a Kenyan Yad? Good, Get might not be a proof. But what would be the problem? So he said because it's not maybe considered a normal type of Kenyan. It's not called you're really brought into your Rishus. It's not like a chatzar. It's worse than a chatzar because you don't usually keep things there for long term. It's only there temporarily. Later on, you're going to put it down somewhere more secure. So what did Rava teach us? So now it gets us to the question of what Rava is coming to do for us. How is Rava going to help? So Rav shows you that there's a chashivus to a yad. That's it's considered like a makam dalit. So, and why is that? So that we explained, because it's considered to be places that people keep things. And the reason that Yidin Makam Dalit experience of Yeshua based on Tosfos and Shabbos is because of the halacha of Duma de Mishka, that they kept things in places, they took them and they put them in secure places. So therefore, the yad is also like that. So I know there's a Kenyan yad. And why couldn't I know all of that from get? So you could say, again, because get by itself could be a lower standard. Or maybe I could even say it the following way, that by get, I don't need it to be a derech hakinyan. Any way she gets it is good enough. After all, the Baal could stuff it into her hand in Baal Karcha. So the whole notion that you need a derech bekach, darko bekach, is a misnomer by get. Obviously, there, however she gets it, she got it. The whole notion of having it should be a norm is only when you're talking about a kinyan that the kona is involved in some way, and there's a dask kona, to the extent that again is bal karcha, so obviously darka b'kach is irrelevant. So that's why you need a new chidush of Rava, that by other cases where you do need darka b'kach, it's also good enough because the yad is considered derech. I'll just give you another angle why maybe get wouldn't be enough of a proof. Again, either because you don't need a kinyan at all, or because it could be a lower level kinyan, you don't need a stronger a kinyan, or because the problem in yad, to the extent that it's not called the urchei b'hach, it's not the derech b'kach, but yet you wouldn't have that issue. And all of this is why you need the raya from Rava, and why it works, and why we can have the raya from Rava. And what about a mid aleph? That's a peh. That's a situation of peh. When he bends down, eats it with his mouth. That wouldn't be called urchei b'kach. That wouldn't work as a kinyan yad. That was one answer. This would explain the first two kashas of toasts. Why Nasabiyad is an araya and why Rava is araya. The other approach is the Rashba. According to Rashba, it sounds like the problem could be yad or could be a problem in Hagbah too. The problem in Hagbah is it's Lamata Migemo, so it's Lavud. It's associated with the ground, it's tough to the ground. So what did Rava tell? So what did Rava come and solve for us? So the problem of being loved is a problem in Hagbah for sure, and for all we know, it could be a problem in Yad also. That's what I found in Hagos in the bottom of the Rashba. He points out that within the Rashba, the new Mosef Kook edition of the Rashba, he says that within the Rashba, one could understand Rashi that the problem is a problem in Hagbah and in Yad, and that what we're solving is that we have a kinyan, could be Hagbah, could be Yad. What are we solving? That we don't have. We don't see it as lavud. We don't see it as linked to the ground, as tufel to the ground. We see it as it's in a separate location. The chayfetz, the kis, is in a separate location. It's in a makom that has its own distinct chashivas, the yad. Just like Rava said it with Gabi Dalit al Dalit, so too over here. So you don't have a problem of lavud. So you can have hagbah, you can have kinyan yad. It's okay. You can have hagbah, you can have kinyan yad. Oh, it's that. Yeah, okay, what to do. Okay. You can have Agbah, you can have Kinyat, even Lamata Migimo, as long as you get around the problem of Lavud. Okay, that takes care of the first two questions. Right? Good? It's Chazar from yesterday. And what about the third question? So the Rashba addressed that question. What about the third question of Tosfos? And by the way, again, on Amid Aleph, what would that be different? There it's Peh. What? So you don't have the Makam Chashav, you have to say again that the Makam Chashivus of Dalet al Dalet is only true by Yad and not by Peh. Yeah. And therefore you have the problem of love it to the ground. What about the third question of Tosfos? Why don't we bring the case of Malam Migimel and then have Rava explain Shabbos and Kenyan? So what did the Rashba answer for that? In a chenami, he could have, but Ravashi wanted to shtup an extra chiddush in the safe of the Braisa. That Negarav Yotze is coming to tell me a chiddush, so Ravashi wants to find a chiddush there, so he gives you the case, being a matam gimel, so that I can have an extra chiddush that we can use Rava for. L'malam gimel, you wouldn't have any chiddush. Obviously you have hagbah l'malam gimel. And here's your ha'ara, l'malam gimel, what would be the hagbah if you didn't make it rise from the ground? Okay, that's ha'ara to keep it in the back of our minds. But that would be the answer to the three kashas that Tosfos has in Rashi.
The Peh Shuah, the Chiddush also, you say? The reason you asked the
Chiddush.
The third question was.
Oh, you could say something similar, I guess. can say. Yeah, Rachamim.
Going back to Tosfot's question, the third question.
Yeah.
Why is learning one din out from Rabbah any worse than learning?
It's not worse, but it's like, why should you construct a case and then limit Rava to only an application that Rava himself did not address? If Rava addressed this principle for a context of Shabbos, and we have an issue of Shabbos to deal with over here, because Kamed Rabbani means that the Shkiv Shabbos Patra Shkiv Gedeva, so why do you have to speak about a case where Rava's very halacha that you're quoting and its relevance for where he said it should not be relevant here? It could be relevant here. Just make the case of Malam Megimel. So that's what Tosfos says. It sounds like a good question.
And the Rashba
answers no, but I want it to be, because Umal Megimel, I wouldn't need a Chiddush for Kenyan at all, because it'd be obviously a Kenyan, and it would not be a Chiddush in any way. So I want there to be a Chiddush that I can get around the Lavut. So again, Tosfos didn't learn like the Rashba in terms of Pshat and Rashi. So yeah, okay. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos is going to present two alternative readings of the Gemara, and according to both Pshatim, as Mashal explains, maybe we'll see it, the basic approach in Tosfos is going to be that Ravashi's case of Tzirf Yado is coming to work out why the Geneva and the Shabbos are Bevasachas, which is again, as Rashi began also, to explain what Ravashi is coming to do, that it's Boin Ke'echad, that the Issa Geneva came at the same time as the Chiv Shabbos. But as far as what Rava is doing for us, Rava is only coming to explain why I have a Chiv Shabbos. That's what's going to happen now, according to both Perushim that are about to follow in Tosfos. Let's see. V'nira kigirshas ha-sefer shematza ri ben Rabbi Ben Omeir v'sifrei Ashkenaz, they have the Ksav Yad of the Gemara, the Goras, inami kide Rava. This is not Rava that we're bringing in of Dalet al Dalet to support answer number one. It's an entirely different answer. There are two variations. Rav Ashi is giving two possibilities, two different cases that will work out here. It's Sirev Yado, Umata Megimel, or Rava. The Kuam Nosa Ashabiskoi. Everything is coming to explain, to justify Shabbos. What is the Chi of Shabbos? Kishetziv Yado Lamata Migimo, the Afagab Drocha Shiva Linyan Shabbos Hanacha Ela Algabi Malkam Dalit. Even though we know that for Shabbos you need an Acha Algabi Malkam Dalit, Ika Hacha Chiv Shabbos Kishetziv Yado Lamata Migimo. If you put your hand Lamata Migimo, then you'll have a Chiv Shabbos. The Lamata Migimo will be the Malkam Dalit. The Kilavu Dami. It's considered love. So the first point of making the case Lamata Megimel is to take care of why you have a Chiyuv Shabbos. Where's the Malkam Dalet? The answer is you have it because your hand is Lamata Megimel, so therefore you have the Malkam Dalet of the ground. Inami, that's what you have to put into the Gemara. The Sifrei Ashkenaz had the gear, so Inami Kidirava. Not Kidderava is coming to explain what we just said, but Inami Kidderava, the Amar Rava, Yadav Chashuva, Kabbal Rava. Meaning, Inami Afiu Tziyav Yadav Lamala Megimel. So now, seemingly, we have the problem in terms of what? In terms of the Kenyan, we have no problem. We have the Kenyan. We have the Kenyan Yad in both cases. The Kenyan Yad is a Kenyan Yad, not some Yadav. Mata l'mala, it's all the same. But what changes? If it's l'mata megimel, we solve Shabbos easily. Because I have a makom dalet for the hanacha. Where's the makom dalet of hanacha? The ground. Inami, another possibility, even if your hand is l'mala megimel, so again, the Kenyan yad is fine. Where's the hanacha of Shabbos and makom dalet? Now you don't have the lover to help you. The answer is inami kiderava, who said the other chashuva kidalet al dalet. So, according to this pshat, it's not that Rava is coming to supplement in any way the Tzir of Yadol Mata Megimel, it's an alternative. Both the Tzir of Yadol Mata Megimel and Rava are both there to explain the Makom Dalet. The basic ukimta of Ravashi, though, what is Ravashi ultimately trying to do? He's trying to explain why you have an Isser Geneva. Because after all, the Meshicha of Rishus HaRabim is in Kona. And see the Rishus HaRabim, we don't want to go like Rav Elazar and start splitting hairs between Kinyan and Shabbos. And therefore, we have to deal with the problem of Issa Geneva. And the answer is, we're not talking about Kinyan Meshicha. We're talking about what? No? Kinyan Yad. So that's the Rav Yadu. But as far as how to work that out within the Chiyuv Shabbos, which requires Malka Manacha, there are two possibilities. Either the Tzir of Yadav was Lamata Megimmo, then I have the Malkam Dalet of the ground. Or the Tzir of Yadav will be Lamala Megimmo, and I have the Malkam Menacha of the Yad Kidderava. Which suggests, therefore, that Rav is not necessarily Dava Muskam. In other words, that's what Tos is going to be bothered at the end of the Tosis, if you all finish the Tosis, that is it really so questionable? Rav seems to be so posh, why even consider otherwise? But that's what it sounds like. Either you could use the Dalet of the ground, and then it's simple. Or it's not so simple, but you'll have Rava to help you with. It could be Lamala Megimmo, and you have the Yad. So again, this is the first way. Again, the premise of Tosis is Kinyan Yad. I don't need any Rias to Kinyan Yad. Vinasan Biyada, clear cut. I don't need Rava for that. It's self-evident. Kinyan Yad. So all the questions are resolved, right? Rava is not coming to speak to Nishna Kinyan at all. I don't need any rice to Kinyan Yad, and the case of Tzir of Yado is one way to solve the Makom Dalet issue, and Rav is another way. That's it. All the kashas are obviously resolved according to this pshat of Tosis. Now Tosis has another pshat. Rabbeinu Tam lo garis de amar Rav Yado shel Adam. He doesn't have that whole extra words in the Gemara that explain the maimer of Rav, the maimer of Rav having to do with Yadav Chashuva. He just had Ela Kidderava Vesulo. So what is it? It's a different Rava completely. So what exactly does it mean? See if Yada Lamala Migimo Vikiba U Kidderava, and you'll have to figure out what means Kidderava. What's Kidderava? Some other Rava, not the Rava of Yada Shalav Chashuva Kimakam Dalit. What is the Rava? Let's see what it is. Va'asa Lishnuye. And what is he coming to do? What's the Vashi coming to do? To explain the Megara Vyotse. In other words, again, what Rashi is trying to do is find the chidush in the Megar V'Yotze case. So how are we going to explain a special chidush in this case that it works? They have a Chilush Shabbos, and you have a Kamadramine to Pata the Gneva. The Itzrich L'Ashmi'inan, the Eged Yad Lo Shmei Eged. Let's first, we'll see this in the Gemara, but what is the Taitsh? Eged Yad Lo Shmei Eged. What does it mean? If a person is in one rishus and his hand is in another rishus, so eged yad shmei eged would mean that the yad is seen as being slept after where the body is. Yado basagufa greira. Eged yad lo shmei eged means that. Eged yad lo shmei eged means that the yad is where it is, in some place. Now, ve'aha ma'isi k'derav. The Amar b'hamatzniya, Rav says in Sadi Beis and Shabbos, the Eged Yad lo shmei Eged. That the Yad is therefore seen as autonomous from the goof, not bound up by where the goof is. And now we have to add the following. What exactly is the case? We know that one hand took the keys from Shus HaYachid and diverted it, directed it into the other hand. Now, the other hand that received it is where? We know that. Where is that? Rishus HaRabim. The question is, where are you and where is that first hand? In other words, the first hand obviously went to Rishus HaYachid, but where are you? Are you standing outside or are you standing inside? Okay, so truth is, we never thought about this right until now, right? Where are you? You're the goddess. Where are you standing? You know, the kisses are there on the, you know, on the Rishus HaYachid. So, you know, you could have really constructed it either way, and for all we know until now, the Maram Shif says we could have been certainly talking about that you are you're outside. The Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the case is for this to be a real chidush in Megar V'Yotze and a chidush of Eged Yad. So now we want the receiving hand is going to be Rishus HaRabim, but the goof of the person is going to be where Rishus HaYachid. And now we're going to have to see that it's still considered to be a Hotzah of Shabbos. Now, how can this be? How can this be? That can obviously mean that the hand that received the Rishus HaRabim is viewed as being in Rishus HaRabim, which is another way of saying the Eged Yad
Loshmeyeg.
And that's what we're driving at. So let's see. V'ahom ma'isi k'derabu d'amar b'matzniya the Eged Yad Loshmeyeg u'mayri k'shehu nishar b'fnim. He is inside. V'hotzi yado achas, and one hand is outside. Ube'acheres, and with the other hand that's still with you inside, megarer letocha, you are dragging the purse into the hand that's now stuck outside, and that would be considered eged yad lo shmei eged, and he's chayef for Shabbos. And now, and that's the kiddurava. Kiddurava doesn't mean rava about yadochayab chashuva. That rava is never brought into this Gemara. It's not on the radar screen. Kidirava, which Rava? The Rava of Eged Yad. And that's what Rava holds. Eged Yad, lo shmei Eged. But now, Tosis points out, again, all this is relevant for the Gemara Tzadi Beis in Shabbos. The Dafka Tziref Lamata Migimel. And therefore, the case must be that your hand is where it's positioned Lamata Migimel. Because the Halacha is the Lamala Mishlosha shmei Eged, the Basa Gufa Gvera. And that was the Gemara says there in Shabbos. We'll soon see the Gemara. Lamala mishlosha, it actually is not viewed as being autonomous in the other rishus. It's considered basagufa greira. That's what the Gemara says there in Shabbos Adibes. Again, we'll soon see the Gemara inside. Again, so the only way that you can say that Rava ever said that eged yad lo shmei eged is only when the yad is in the other rishus at what height? Below gimel. So therefore, what did Rabbeinu Tam solve for us? He explains that what did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi tried to find an extra chidush in the Sefer of the Brais. The Megara V'yotze is Yisur Shabbos, Yisur Gnei V'boim Ke'achad. But what extra chidush are we inserting in the Braisa? Says Rav Ashi that there will be a chi of Shabbos and you don't realize why there is, and I'm going to show you why there is a chi of Shabbos. How so? Because you are inside. And you have your hand, one hand inside, the other hand sticking outside. And you take the hand that's inside and you drag it to the other hand that's right outside. And it's viewed as a Meleches Shabbos, despite the fact that you are inside and the hand is outside. We don't say the hand follows the guf and Eged Yad is Shmei Eged. No, we say Eged Yad lo Shmei Eged. We say the Yad is autonomous. And all of this is only going to be so when? When do we say that the Yad is not Basa Gufa Gvera, the Yad is autonomous, Lo Shmei Eged, only Mata Megimel? That's why you have to say Mata Megimel. So why is he saying all of this? Why is he making things so complicated? Rav Ashi? Might just put him outside, and then everything is fine.
Whole point of Chiddush.
Because he wants to find a Chiddush, exactly. Just like we said, Megar B'Yotzit Spichaleh, we're trying to find Chiddushim. Before we say the Chiddush has to do with it, it's not a normal way of Hotzah. Rav Ashi puts another Chiddush into this. Let's just finish the Tosfos first and we'll see more. Ulapirish Kama Kasya. What is the Pirish Kama that Tosfos is referring to? What's the Pirish Kama? The Rivan of the Sifri Ashkenaz, the Inami Kedarava. The Inami Kedarava, that either it was Lamala Migimo, and then Lamala Migimo, you have the Dalad al Dalad of the ground, or Lamala Migimo Kedarava. So what's wrong with that? The Lashinuya Kama Lesli Derava. That means that you're, before you get to the Inami Kedarava, you're saying that how do I have my Chiyuv Shabbos and Malkum Dalad because of the ground? That means that you're not accepting Rava. Is it really such a Gemara that should be suggesting that Rava is not necessarily a universally accepted? How can you say that? The Kumas Naisa de Shabbos, V'chein Rav Yochanan, also Kerava, who can Shabbos in the first parak? Everyone seems to buy into Rav. Rav Yochanan goes into Rav. So to have a stomach, the Gemara, Sifri Ashkenaz, notwithstanding in the authenticity of the Kisvayad and whatever, but to have a Gemara that should simply put Rav as debatable is problematic to Tosis. After all, it seems to be something that everything the Gemara buys into completely in Masechet Shabbos Kedar Rav. Why is it only Inami Kedar Rav? Why do we need to say anything else? It's obviously that Rav has a Makom Dal with the Yad. We should accept that. Okay, that was the Ha'ara on the first pshat. Yeah, Ari.
But saying that you don't need, even bring up Rav.
I know, but by saying Inami Kedar Rav, you're suggesting that, you know, if you want, you can say Rava. But if you don't want to say Rava, you have to say this. But it sounds like if Rava is so clear, so then why even, you know, why do you have to try to suggest another case that you have the Makom Dalet on the ground? Rava is a perfect Makom Dalet. It sounds like the Gemara wasn't so sure about Rava. That's what Tosis is bothered.
Would have been better if they just had Rava?
Then
they wouldn't have the Chiddush.
Yeah.
Well, it's obvious then, Nesli.
Yeah. Now, if you look at the Mashah, just simply for Pshat purposes, the Mashah just wants to make clear to us that when Tosis brings these last two Pshatim after quoting Rashi and asking on Rashi, so understands as the Mashah, the main point that Ravashi is saying Tzirev Yado is to try to figure out how you can have a Kenyan Gneva. Because we were dealing with Meshicha and we had a problem because of Meshicha B'Shur Sarabim. So until now we said Tzirev B'Shur Sarabim according to Rabbi Lezer, and then later we'll have Ravina, the third Pshat, that you can have Meshicha B'Shur Sarabim. Ravashi doesn't like either of those options. Ravashi needs to come up with a Kenyan for Gneva. So the answer is Tzirev Yado. The Kenyan will be Yad. That's the first focus of Ravashi. But when he talks about Lamata Migimel or Inamiki de Rava, so that is meant to explain why the Zechi of Shabbos, what happened to the Makom Dalet problem. In Kenyan, of course, no matter where your hand is, you're Kohen Midin Yad. And you wouldn't need Rava, as Rashi would have had it, that Rava is coming for Kenyan. No. You don't need Rava for Kenyan at all. This is Pashup Shah, just to simply remember it. And that was what Tos asked in Rashi. But in Shabbos, where's your Hanacha Makom Dalet? So you have the answer, it's on the ground, or Rava. Same thing says the Mashah for Rabbeinu Tam. The main point of Ravashi, before anything else, the Alabez of Ravashi is to talk about how do you have a Kenyan Gneva. What's the answer? Because it's Yado, Kenyan Yad. So it's not Meshicha, you don't have to deal with the problem of Meshicha, Meshicha Sarabit. So you have Kenyan Yad. And that would have been fine. The only thing is, what's missing? So here, it's a different thing that's missing. What's missing is, what's the chiddush? Let's find an extra chiddush in Garvi Yotzi. So the answer is, the chiddush will be the Eged Yad Gav Shmei Eged Kedurava. And for that, he needed to say, Lamata Migimel, because Lamala would have been Shmei Eged, Basagu for Grira, and you have no Chi of Shabbos. But again, as far as Kenyan is concerned, it could have been either way, Lamata or Lamala. Yeah, that's basically Pashup Shah. Just to have a little bit of an acquaintance with this Inyan, just take a look. It's also interesting that on the same page that you have, you'll see an earlier Gemara, which is also quoting our Brisa. So just to be acquainted for the next few minutes with it, I want to finish, maybe tomorrow we'll go on the next part of the Gemara, and then possibly, if we could, on Thursday, I'll try to come back to this a little bit more carefully. There's a piece in Rav Chaim, maybe the Ksos that we spoke at yesterday, possibly we'll do that. But at least for now, I think we should do what we could now in this Gemara just to, you know, be familiar, and then try to continue on with the next piece for tomorrow. So there really are two in Yanim here that have to do with our sugya and our tosis. Tzadi Aleph on the base, Tzadi Beis on the Aleph. The sugya begins with the notion called Eged Kli. Tosis brings up the issue of Eged Yad, which means that your hand is in one resource and you're in the other resource. Is it basa gufa greira, or is it not basa gufa greira? And the answer is what Tosis quotes is that lamata migimel, there's possibilities to hold like Rava would hold the eged yad lo shmei eged, and therefore the yad is autonomous from the guf. That's lamata migimel. Umal migimel, it's shmei. That's what Tosis is going to find at the end of the Gemara, right before the Mishnah Tzadi Beis Medal. But how does the sugya actually get going? What really is the larger context of the sugya? So before you talk about Eged Yad, the Gemara discusses what's called Eged Kli. What does Eged Kli mean? It's important, just basically, so this basic sugya to know about the Shabbos. Eged Kli means that you have a case of Hotsah, Mishus, Mishus, where you have something contained in something else, a receptacle that contains something. Obviously a purse that has money would be an example. You could have a box that has fruit, mustard seeds, right? Now, if you transfer part of the kli from one rishus to the other, so have you been motzi the kli? No, part of the kli is still in the old rishus. That's not hotzah. Hotzah and the kli would require you to be motzi the entire kli from rishus yachad to rishus rabbim or vice versa. However, suppose the kli contains small particles. I said, Mleya Chardo, mustard seeds. When you pass some of the Kli from Rishus HaYach Rishus HaRavim, from the perspective of the Kli, you haven't done Hotzah. From the perspective of the contents of the Kli, so if it's not one big piece of something, so you've actually transferred something from Rishus HaYach Rishus HaRavim. What's the halacha? Is that called Hotzah or not? What's the Shaila? Do we say Eged Kli Shmei Eged? Or not? What would it mean? Eged Kli Shmei Eged would mean? Did you do Hotzah? No, because what binds it back to the old Rishus is still the Kli, even though the particles inside have transferred over, but you have to look at the larger context of where are they. They're in the Kli, then the fact that the Kli is still partly in the old Rishus, so you have done Hotzah on what's in it either. But Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged means that you've done Hotzah on what's inside. So that's what starts the whole sugya rolling here on Sadi Aleph from the base. The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about Kupa Shimelea Paris. The question is, what kind of Paris are we talking about? It says, until you take out the whole Kli. So Chizkiya says it's Melea Kishuin V'Diluyin. So therefore, not only did the Kli not transfer, but the fruit or the long cucumbers didn't transfer either, because part of the cucumber is still in the old Rishus. But if it would be a case of Melea Chardo, so you'd be chayef for transferring the chardo. That means he holds eged kli is not called eged, because the chardo did transfer. It's in a kli that didn't transfer over, but the chardo transferred over. That's the Gemara says, Alma kasava eged kli lo shmei eged. That's, if you hold chardo, would make you chayef. Rabbi Yochanan says, afim liya chardo pater. What does that mean? Even though it's filled with mustard seeds, you still pater until you take the whole kli to the other side. What would that show? Eged kli is what? Shmei Eged. So now, guess what the Gemara brings in, Rav Osa? You can pretty much venture a guess. What Bryce is very relevant to this question. Bibi Bar Abaya has a very important Bryce, so that whenever he can, he will make his point. This Bryce seemingly is a kasha on this issue. We're into this issue. Masa Bibi Bar Abaya, 5 lines from the bottom. Hagonev kis b'Shabbos, chayiv, shekvan is chayiv b'gneva, kol m'shiyavo l'day yisr Shabbos. The Reisha, Yochai for Gneva, Hagba, came before the Isser Shabbos. That's the Reisha. Yeah, what happened to Akir Tzorach Hanacha, Rav Osei? Remember that question? What happened to Akir Tzorach Hanacha? Why Yochai for Mammon? What? Benazai. Yeah, very good. The Nazai. So that's, oh, that Kira doesn't count. Right. So the Sefer of the Braisa is Megaraviyotse, then it comes together. But what's the problem? The Isak Adaitach, 3 lines from the bottom. The Isak Adaitach, Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. If you tell me that the fact that it's bound up in the Kli still in the old Rishus, so even though contents wise, something has transferred over, but because the contents within the Kli are still part of a Kli, that the Kli is still partly in the old Rishus, so you're not violating Hotzah on what's inside. So in this purse, if Eged Kli Shmei Eged, Kol Kodim Le'i Issa Geneva Issa Shabbos, so then how could it be Boin Ki Echad? How could it be Boin Ki Echad? The Issa Geneva came first. Because for Issa Shabbos, what do you have to do to be Motiv Chai for Shabbos? You have to have done what? Now, what's the Pshat Nigmas Kasha? Once a little bit of the purse went over, so what have you taken out? What?
Whatever's inside
of it. So, if you would Eged Kli Shmei Eged. So, once a little bit of the purse went over, so what happens? The money that went over to the other side, you incur a chiyuv geneva. But as far as Shabbos, what's the halacha? You need to be motzi the whole kli. So if you hold eged kli, shmei eged, so the Yitzhak Shabbos didn't happen until you took the whole kli out. But the Yitzhak geneva came first. That's what Bibi Rabbi's kasha. Good. No, here you can ask Akasha too. What about Akir Tzorach Hanacha? Akir Tzorach Hanacha? What are you going to say for that? But Akira of Shabbos didn't start already. You're going to bring the rest of the Kli over, then it'll be finished. But didn't Akira begin when you began to shrap the purse? Nobody had that kasha.
The Kira of Shabbos never left you.
But you began the Kira of Shabbos. You began to shrap it. No, so what could be an easy answer?
Price is one.
No, the Gemara says it says boyin keiachad. So though the kir tzachanocha makes a boyin keiachad, the Gemara is asking on the lashon or on the din. The Gemara is asking the din should be a chayef for gneiva. No, but that's the easy answer. What's the easy answer? No, but is megar haschol sakira and you began to drag it? So what could be the answer? No, but maybe it's the easy answer. No, but there's tanayim takir tzachanocha. There's conditions. What? Okay, here, so now you have to be. No, but, the second lesson, the Gemara. Matzila dure. You don't have to follow through. So that's an easy answer. Second lesson, the basra. There's very lot of layers here. Okay, in any case, if Kedai, look at Rashi, by the way. Look at Rashi. You have to know which, when the Gemara is asking this kasha, which lashon of our Gemara, of the three answers in Pshat in the Braisa, is the Gemara working with? Is the Gemara thinking Ravacha, the first answer of Tzidi Rishis Rabim? Was it Ravacha? Whatever. The Gemara says originally Rav Elezer, right? Then you have Ravashi, then you have Ravina. What is the Gemara thinking Pshat in the Braisa? Not clear in the Gemara. A lot of Achronim, a lot of Tumo about this. By the way, in Rashi it sounds like he said he could even go with Ravashi. But it's interesting how Rashi quotes it. The Rashi four lines from the bottom, Shari Isser Shabbos ubiksubis parach ida afki rishus harabim Isser gneva leika rishus harabim lab makam kniyahu umuki la b'tzidi rishus harabim inami shetziyuf yado umata migimu v'kibla. But look at the earlier Rashi, Hamegar v'yotze shelo kena b'hagba ela b'otza mibes habayla. Rashi says that the kinyan was not hagbah, but hotza. And Rashi a minute later brings the Gemara Ksuvis that it was either tzidi rishus harabim or tziref yada. And Rashi said initially that it's not hagbah. What does that sound like, according to Ravashi? Is it hagbah? Rashi starts by saying it wasn't hagbah. And Rashi brings afterwards Ravashi. So that might also indicate that we're not dealing with hagbah here. Anyway, this is one kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara gives an okimta, and you'll see it. You can take a look at the whole Gemara. The Gemara ends up saying that the case is it's talking about a long bar of silver, whatever it is, metal, which is the value of the money inside the kis. But the same way that the kis didn't cross the threshold into Rishus HaRabim, neither did the contents. At the end of the Gemara, you have this playing out in terms of Eged Yad. And that's when the Gemara makes a distinction between Lamala Migimel, Lamata Migimel, that Rava, the Gemara ultimately says, is of the opinion that Eged Yad is Lo Shmei Eged, but that's only true Lamata Migimel. But the Gemara says Lamala Migimel, it would be Shmei Eged. The way Tosus learns, Rashi doesn't say learn this way, but the way Tosus learns, Gimel Maschil Hasam Lamala Migimel, Tosus says V'ri Mefaresh. So Legas Rava. So again, the sugi begins with an Eged Kli issue and then moves on to the Eged Yad issue. And the way the Gemara comes out, the Eged Yad issue is going to be, according to Rava, that Lo Shmei Eged, but that's only when it's going to be Lamata Migimel, Lamal Migimel, Shmei Yeged, it follows the goof, and therefore Agamara, says Tosus, according to Rabbeinu Tam, would be Rabbeinu Ashi's Chidush, that the case would be Megar V'yotze, in a case where you were inside, and one hand was outside, you diverted it to the other hand, and it has to be Lamata Migimel, and it's next for Chidush here, that it's Yochayiv for Shabbos, because of Lo Shmei Yeged of Rava, and that's Kidder Rava. Kidder Rava means that Rava.